Chapter 25. The same trough with the white coats, if there had been polenta enough to go round. Happily my friend had no such doubts. He believed in the patriots as devoutly as in the cause, and if some of his hard-earned dollars traveled no farther than the nearest wine cellar or cigar shop, he never suspected the course they took. His health was never the same after the fever, and by he began to lose his pupils, and the patriots cooled off as his pockets fell in. Toward the end I took him to live in my shabby attic. He had grown weak, and had a troublesome cough, and he spent the greater part of his days indoors. Cruel days they must have been to him, but he made no sign, and always welcomed me with a cheerful word. When his pupils dropped off, and his health made it difficult for him to pick up work outside, he set up a letter writer's sign, and used to earn a few pennies by serving as amanuensis to my poor parishioners. But it went against him to take their money, and half the time he did the work for nothing. I knew it was hard for him to live on charity, as he called it, and I used to find what jobs I could for him among my friends the negotiant I, who would send him letters to copy, accounts to make up and what not. But we were all poor together, and the master had licked the platter before the dog got it. So lived that just man, my son. And so, after 8 years of exile, he died one day in my arms. God had let him live long enough to see Solferino and Villafranca, and was perhaps never more merciful than in sparing him Monte Rotondo and Montana. But these are things of which it does not become me to speak. The New Italy does not wear the face of our visions, but it is written that God shall know his own, and it cannot be that he shall misread the hearts of those who dreamed of fashioning her in his image. As for my friend, he is at peace, I doubt not, and his just life and holy death intercede for me, who sinned for his sake alone. 7 Kersai by Gutenberg Edition.